Glory to God. Glory to King Jesus. Amen. Just one simple message about the Trinity. Amen. God is holy, and holy is his very essence of his being that we cannot comprehend. And probably for all of eternity, we will not be able to explain it or comprehend it. He's God Almighty. He's the glorious God of the universe. Amen. We should just be silent and still and stand in awe of him. And yet here I am talking. Well, because he has saved us. Because of Jesus Christ and what Jesus has done, coming to the earth, dying for us, we can now walk with God in freedom and talk about these holy, holy things. And one of the holy things is the Trinity. You know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, you know, they are one. Amen. Jesus said that. He said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one." He's one. He's God Almighty, and he has three. He's the three-in-one God. And only the Holy Spirit can reveal that to us. That he's one, yet those three parts of him, so to speak, are separate. Jesus Christ said, "My Father is greater than I am." And Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit. He said that the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, you know, the Spirit of truth. He said, "I will send you another Comforter, that he might be with you forever." Amen. And so they are separate, yet they are one. And what I'm about to say, I say in great reverence. But if we look at humans, you know, God made us in his image. And we have three parts. Humans are three in one. And so, just like the Trinity, human beings, we are one being, right? But we have three parts which are separate. There's our spirit being, and then our soul, and then our physical body. Three, they're all separate, yet they work as one. And that is just a glorious, holy thing that we're made in his image. It's just, and again, the Holy Spirit is the one who will reveal that to us. If he has not revealed that to you, just go directly to Jesus. Go directly to, and he will reveal himself to you. Amen. And all the wonderful truths follow. Ministry follows that. He gives us peace in our personal life. All of the personal things that we greatly desire. You know, fulfillment and joy and peace and hope and love. All these things. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, provides those. Amen. Amen. And yes, the wonderful truths. You know, as you notice, if you listen to these teachings, I don't want to just get into all. I mean, I do want to teach, okay, and get into all these wonderful revelations. But the greatest revelation is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.